Simon Kutzarek Vav, Sif Dalid. So, last time, the different sheet of Yishanim and Zahanim Dikas you have to do. So, one time Yishanim only Yanim, you have to do Shem Shvi. Side you have to do one a day. The Maisim Machaber Paskin is that you have to do 14 Medikas. Choyim Mizain, Sifis, and Meitzvi, and Sifis, and Meitzvi, and Sifis, and Meitzvi, and Meitzvi, and Meitzvi, and Meitzvi, and Meitzvi, and Meitzvi, that Achili is supposed to be doing 14 bedikas, one in the morning, and one summer kabbashim ben hashmashes. What's the reason why I have to do the morning ben hashmashes? Like the Bach, the reason is a playoff of the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, and the sibah to do the morning one is to be machzik the night time that you didn't see, and the sibah to do the afternoon one is to be machzik the day that you didn't see. So therefore, like Achili, when you're supposed to do the morning bedikas, you're supposed to do it as soon as you get up in the morning, because you want to be machzik the night, and therefore, as close as possible to when she gets up. So you're supposed to do it. But do you have it? How long? What's called the morning? So they say, Tochatzais.
Well, what happened to you?
They say? Maybe, yeah, maybe it was a dam. It came out, and you lost it. But do you have it? They say, Tochatzais. Basically, that's supposed to the morning. But ideally, it's supposed to be as early as possible. So what's going to be if a lady who doesn't get up before Chatzais?
Your brother is.
What? It's supposed to be early in the morning. We have the chatzais. The afternoon one is supposed to be some of the smashes. Ideally, it's to be closer, later in the afternoon. I'm saying it's to be later in the afternoon. If not, they say from mincha k'tana ve'ilach, that's considered also some of the smashes, like soy mechtachik. That's called some of the smashes. Ideally, the morning one should be early in the morning, and the late one would be closer to the smashes. If that's not going to work out, you could make the morning one till after chatzais, they say, and the afternoon one from. From Mincha K'tana. And we do Bedika, the Rosh has a lesson, you have to check, she has to do Bedika since she has to check her Beged. Which Kivege brings down over here, at least Bedekas Vachachila, Atzma Vachalukala. Ideally, supposed to be checking her, not only supposed to be doing a Bedika, checking herself, you're also supposed to check. The Chalak also comes off the Rosh, Kivege brings down, and Echarna brings down the Shita of the Rosh. There are some Mephakli, it's Parash Simayna, Blakabanim. Lechachili should be checking the herself and also her Chalak. So, Bidi Avid, what's the minimum amount of Bidikas? So we said, Lechiz was your 14 Bidikas. What? She has some Halak in the Rosh, it's a minimum, it's not really true, but my son must have been go with Kivege. Now, what's the minimum amount of Bidikas? Bidi Avid, so Mechavis says that. Brings down two shitas. So my son today says Yeshayim, you have to reach number three. 1 and 7 is the minimum. Ve'im lahakol. Kava says you should not be makel. But the minimum amount of bedikas is 14 is ideal. Bediyaved reach number three. Ve'im lahakol. So about ideally you're supposed to be doing 14 bedikas, if not, not. So case of reinigay is after a baby. How many bedikas should one do? So. It's very common after a baby, people get scratches and things like that. So I was speaking with a chassid teacher. Chassid, it's chassid v'rav, so every time, I got my money's worth every time I came back to America, I learned the sugya, so I just missed them. So the kid said, he said, like, but yeah, 14 bedikas, otherwise, if you're not ready to do the system, so, like, don't go to the mikveh. Like, when you're ready to do the full thing, so I tell him, like, I said, like, in Eretz Yisrael, like, in general, we don't do that. It's very common people have scratches, and they can just be, like, going on forever. And therefore, we talked about Megan Lahakal, that you don't need to do the full amount. So I don't know, we're trying to figure out, like, why, like, it sounds like over there, like, not so common that Mac is here, people have much more Macas.
Is he asking about it?
No, I don't know. It's a question about liquid. It could be came out, we'll see you speak later, and it could be enough means how we do bedikas. Maybe that's how we came out. That the if and how they do bedikas And a lot of places, you know, there's almost like how you do, but you have to like spiral in, spiral out, you just go around once. Could be that's where it's coming from. Maybe why it's more common than Makkah's over here.
Let's
speak about it. What? Fine, welcome upon him. Maisa Noigin Halakha, the Navi says Makkim Sab and Makkim it hurts. Makkim, you have a Makkah where Noigin to do less Vidika,
some of that. Like a Hairah, like someone calls about their baby and you say, like,
no. So if someone calls up the baby, I tell them, do a Hafsich, don't do Moich, do they want to call me back? And let me know how it felt. If it felt fine, so let's continue doing Vidikas. If it felt dry, irritated, which many times it does, then we might in Vidikas. So, usually, you know, you check
what's the beer minimum after
1.7 hours. Hafsich Rishon is always the beer minimum, right? That's the beer minimum. So we like to do more. In other words, let's go Shlavim. Ideally, 14. Now, if you can't do 14, it's irritated. If she could do, I'd say, one a day, that's a lot of, right? A lot of Rishonim just say one a day. So just, it's not, you do 2 a day, but Chavar Pas like that, but if you want to do one a day, that would be Shlav 2. If you can't do one a day, so then, what? So some do, what? Some do
why
2 on Rishonim Shvi. Some people, what?
Why should you take a chance?
The question is, are you taking a chance or not? She doesn't have any history or Makkahs, and she feels fine, so you're not taking a risk. Why should you assume?
She said it's dry, so do one a day? No.
No, so it depends. She said it's irritated, so usually you go down and do much less.
Do
not do a mic, no. Do not do a mic, it's a chumra. Alright. Unless it's your Rishon Riyasa, it's a lot, you know, she's going like, what? You do hafsik. To have second day one and see how it's going. If it's fine, so do bidikas. If it feels irritated and dry, which many times it does do, try put kawai on. You tell her try to put kawai on into her body, let it get absorbed 20 minutes, half hour before. And like that, it's much easier to do the bidika. You know, that's eight, which makes it easier. And you know, you see how things go. Right, so Nabita says a Makim Makim, Makim Tsar. We mentioned that some ladies have certain conditions. So on the cloth, it depends if it's like this. So if you put it on the cloth, the question is, does it dilute it or not? If the Mara is a clear Mara, it's fine. You know, no, it doesn't dilute it.
What?
If you put Kerry on the Bidika cloth and you do a Bidika and it's a very gvuli color, so it dilutes it. So it would depend on basically. No one loves it. No one likes it too much. Passing on those everything because we have to figure out how much it. What?
I don't know why you put oil inside.
Because the body absorbs it, so it's soft. You need to put oil on your hand, right? So it gets absorbed, so it's softer. That's not beer. That's going to change the color. What? Not that thing. So if there's stuff on the Vedika cloth. Different Rabbanim in terms of whether they're Paskin or not, you know, depending a little bit if they have a Masarik, like that. And as if they're places where they know you to do it, so then they're going to have a Masarik. I mean, all the time you have Maris which are like that, and you say, oh, this is faded, this one you can do Machim on, or not. It's a little bit dependent on that or not. Fine, so Kitzer, Lechachilo, we're doing 14, Makim Tzarech, we're going to go ahead and make a 2. What's called Tzarech? Tzar, Maka, Shash Maka. We're going to be in Mecca. So there is a Hira I heard recently about. Bali Tshuva, Mustamu, we may go at the beginning to do 2 Bidikas. People who. So there is a Hira I heard recently. What? I don't know. I can't say. So there is a Hira which I heard going around recently that, you know, when people get married, Shana Rishena, you know, Bidikas are very stressful. And Shasacha Kevidi Avidami. Good, I don't inherit? Okay, good. But it's a similar camp who like pretty people are on birth control before they get married because we can't handle having children right away because it's too hard, we have to get to know each other. Dar Chalash. There's a point in life you have to grow up. And you know, life is great. There are times it's tough, you just gotta be tougher, you know. And the pampering play there. Akapanam.
push them into the cold water.
So what? What do you say?
Just gotta push them into the cold water.
Why is it the cold water? What's the...
What?
It
only takes a minute.
You get used to it. You're gonna get used to... No, you get used to everything. Everything at the beginning is hard, right? So you get used to it. So what are you doing? You're pushing it off 6 months?
Maybe it's gonna irritate.
What do you say?
Nothing has been... There,
so let's do Bedika, call the Rav, find out. Let's find out. Start doing Bedika. Let's see how it feels. What's going to change in 6 months? What?
0 to 14.
What do you say?
Chashmakas, do 0 to 14.
It's not such a chashmaka. There's no reason why. Like most of the world is able to do 14 Bedikas. Okay? It's not like, not everything is a chashmaka. Okay? You can able to do 14 Bedikas and it works. It's fine. It's good. Our situation, we do have chashmakas, and it does happen. And once you have a chashmak in Eretz Yisrael, being as very human, it takes as much harder for it to heal in Eretz Yisrael. It takes much longer to heal than in America, based on the climate. But, we'll talk about Kala when we get the Kala, you know, what the Chiyuv B'tikas are in terms of Kala. Fine. Okay, so let's go. So we get to two is b'diavad. Okay, so mice like this. The lady went to the mikvah, and then afterwards she realized that she didn't do Yom Rishon.
What she did?
Just Yom Shvi.
Once or
went to the mikvah. What? So what do you do?
Totally.
It's only the Yom Shvi. Let's go. It's only the Yom Shvi. Let's go. Okay. It's only the Yom Shvi. What?
Tomorrow's day two.
Okay. The Chabbis says Ein Lahakel. What? No. Because some Seifis says if she was Lansa, then it'd be Meikel. It's not Lansa from Sefer. What do you say? We're very hesitant to send back in Meglalansa. So I mean, we're already in the Kedlingen like that because of many reasons, but Shasha Levad, Stam, making a person feel that they were over Bias Nida. They're definitely very hesitant to do that if by Lansa. There are many kulas in Shulchan Aruch Kapei the Din of Lansa. But before Lansa, the Chabad says Ein Lahakel. The Chesam Sefer says, let's say, you saw the Chesam Sefer inside? If the Sefer Shaila was, Kavayin Kess, I think it was. Kavayin Kess. Kavayin Kess. The Sefer Shaila was like this. He says that the lady, she went to the mikvah, and they weren't sure if they did Shvi. I don't remember. Yom Rishon could be the wife was in Strashel and didn't do a big deal. Wasn't sure, like, whatever. So he wrote, like, this couple is like a real winner, right? Like, what? Like, the wife's not sure, like, the husband's not sure if the wife was mistrashal to do bedika. Like, what's going on? Nothing. And how could such a thing happen? And then he go ahead and writes this tshuva. So, like, upon him, the Chabad says, Ein Lahakel, and the Ein Lahakel. Let's say, lady did a bedika Yom Rishon, and Yom Shvi, she did a bedika Ben Hashemashas. So the shaila is, well, we saw Rav Moshe had a whole Svek Sveika by the Hefsek Tire after Bein HaShemashas. We saw a lot of people are Chelik in Rav Moshe, and they say that we're not Semech on it. But over here, the most places are Semech on Bein HaShemashas, because the Maisa, like you have Rav Yishenim, which are being made go. The Tzir of that, even if Chabas is in Lachal, but you have another Tzir of that, it's Bein HaShemashas. Noigan Lahakal, whether it's Rishon Ben Shemashas or Shvi Ben Shemashas. Well, what do I say?
The name game.
She calls Ben Shemashas, do Bedika right now. It's fine, it's a Shkia, do Bedika. Do Bedika Ben Shemashas, yeah. Do Bedika Ben Shemashas. That's a maybe we got there.
She did a Bedika of Belial, because she used it as the day of the breaker for day one. She did a bedika b'layla, she used as a bedika from Shachas of day one.
If you have a makkah, since we saw the Archa Shulchan says Mokim that a lady has a makkah and it's very kosher for her to be matar, where then the Chavastas brings down in situations where she has a makkah, it's going to be a very long time. They're also not to pass like the Shulchan Aruch, but b'makim v'makim, you have a lot of rishonim, he says, and it'd be hard for her to retire, you go ahead and be makel to do one bedika and not to do two bedikas. We spoke at that nowadays the bedeket says the chayor, she should go to bedeket to do two, you should go to bedeket to do bedikas, not be semech on the kula. Therefore, when she's doing the bedika yom shvi, she should do it earlier in the day that she has enough time to get a bedeket for shkia. Because you're going after shkia, you're getting yourself into olashayel. She goes at night, you're getting into olashayel. So therefore, two bedika early enough, have time to get the rav, and then you have enough time to go to bedeket for shkia, in order to be kind of the din of Rishon of the Shri.
If someone's in
the place of the Bedeket, there's no Bedeket, then if you know you had a Makkah, you were in New York and you went to Bedeket, you have a Makkah, you did the Bedeka one, and then you go on a cruise in the North Pole. Whatever it is, you're somewhere and you're not getting a Bedeket in Hanami, so we go to Achashon Chavasas, take it, and you only do one Bedeka. But if you're in a place where you could do a Bedeka, so in that situation, one should go ahead and do Bedeka.
How early?
Day 7, do in the morning, right away, just so you get, because, you know, maybe technically better to do Sefer Yoyim in order to be maxic the whole Zainikiyim, but later, it's much bigger cool if you end up missing the Bodeka, you're going to miss getting to Rav, therefore we say, wake up in the morning, do Bodeka, hopefully be good. If it's no good, you have to go ahead and do a Bodeka. Who would then buy, what? Oh, it's the one in the morning, one afternoon. But why? It should be early enough.
Right?
No, it's not so bad because, no, I don't care in the afternoon. If you did one in the morning, so I don't care if she goes to bedeket after Shkia because.
Oh,
whatever! It's a chila, but not such a lachas. Not such a big deal. Bali, what? Kiss us inside of the game. Let's make it a deal. Like a chila, how many bedekas we do? We do 14. If you miss. The lady misses. My wife got day 4 in the morning. What do I do? Like it happens like twice a week. The
what happened?
My wife got day 4 in the morning. Got to do bedikas. What? What you say?
She missed
off the No. She wanted day. She got day 4 in the morning. But you don't just go like.
Don't let it
happen. Just don't go like that because that comes part of the Seder again. No, seriously. No, as you do, you call up, you go like, like you ask a question and say, but yeah, but it's okay. What? What? No, otherwise it comes part of it.
And then nerve that maybe the whole thing you
don't want to do. What? So she won't do it again. No, yeah. It is Bidiyavid. Otherwise, you know, if you just go like, nah, then it just comes apart. I say to you, I mean, it's not a fine. Minimum at Bidiyavid is Rishon V'Shvi. When are we going to be Maker with one? So let's go through cases. Maker one, Vansa, some safer.
One meaning one and one? Or
no, you said one
basically. Just one.
The Chassam Sefer is only going to be making on the Tshuva if you have Rishon or Shri Agav. He's not making on day 3, Vansa. He's only going to make a week. Okay. So the Chassam Sefer is only making Rishon or Shri. He's not going to be making on day 3. You don't want to make out drive it. Vansa, you can make a Maka if you have 8 to go to Bodeket. You can make
1 and 7 also?
One, what?
Well,
you're just throwing away there wasn't a situation to go to Bedeket. So I'm saying if you can't go Bedeket, we'll be making on one, or you know, we'll make on one. If you couldn't go Bedeket, past this, you should be Machman to go to Bedeket. There is a era about Tshuva, only did one Bedeka and forgot. Like, also, maybe Tommy got a phone call from the mikvah, it was about Tshuva, and she only did one Bedeka, and she was in the mikvah already. What?
What? You worried that you're gonna like push her off for that?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know, we try to, you know, till they're at a point. No, till they're at the point. Whatever. I once got a went driving down a sale that somebody called up and said basically, you know, the marriage is on the rocks, and his wife only did one bedika. Did Yom Rishon, forgot Yom Shvi, and. She hasn't, right, she wasn't asking to go to the mikvah for a very long time, and finally she's not asking to go to the mikvah. Just one thing, these things are very rare, by the way. I'm saying all these stories. In general, the institution of marriage is great. And no, saying, I just said, no, I'm saying the marriage is very great, and it only gets better as time goes along. they soon like get a warped impression, like it was Shaila here, Shaila here. You know, it's not Zalo Zen. What do you say? Huh?
She
did day one. What do you say? She only did day one. She hasn't gone to the mikvah in a very long time. None of your business. I don't remember. Did I babysit that time? Okay, yeah. What do you say? That's a good child, if I'm right there. I'll call fine. What do you say?
Time to call
Shua.
Once we start playing with the phone,
what? Where's what?
Lines that we see that
it's these are like extreme shots at chak. And the Mechaber says like this. The Mechaber says ain logo, right?
But now
Mechaber says do not be mako. What? Yeah, he says ain like the Mechaber says ain logo. They knew all these kashbunas, right? Mechaber says, right, he came to Bit Yosef. And when he did one bedika, I have to wait another 7 days. I'll tell you, wait 7 days, right? Some cipher, come along and tell you, because some cipher says do not be mako, right? Because by some. I mean, it's not like a new case we're talking about. They're talking about this case saying, do not be mikvah. So unless you have a very extreme shasad chak, you're not able to be mikvah. Yeah.
That's mikvah.
Whatever, you know.
This is a shasad chak.
I'm saying, I think I even babysat their kids. So the Dugan Revolver discusses if lady does one. Like, remember when you discussed lady does. I feel like Bakhti Amrishim and Bakhti Amrishim and Sayyim again. I'm Shvi. The girl wants to send the Pshat and the Samag. You can have 5 days in between Bidikas. Like the Mavava, if you do 3 and 7, even the Samag is more that's going to work. Avash, Kavan, Biyam, Shapaska, Bodka, Gishaka, Bataira. The girl wants to be Chalish at the Pshat that you can have, after reaching the streets, we can have 5 days in between Bidikas. If you have 2 Bidikas at day 3 and day 7, it's like the Dugan Mavava, that's going to be work. That's going to work. Nabi Yehuda.
It's a matter of 2 and 3.
I see. Nabi Yehuda says, Dafka Rishon B'Shvi, meaning Dafka Rishon B'Shvi, Abadka Derek Masha Rishon Shlishi Lamahani B'Nechol Little B'Shvi, and Akach Shuvla and Atsiri and Vela Atsiri. Says, if you check on day 9, it's going to work. Now, like it says, Dog Rav, you're the same person. Dog Rav over here seems to say, if you have 3 and 7, it's going to work. Nehuda says, I know, you have to have, if you have 1, 3, and 9, so then we have, you can, 1, 3, and 8, then you can mitzarif it. If you have 5, if you don't have 5 days within the bedikas, you can go to mitzarif it. Then 1 of 5 days, you're able to go ahead and be mitzarif it. If you do 1, 3, and 8, technically, you don't. The 3 and 8 will be mitzarif each other, but you're missing day 2. So what should come out? That's a mitzvah that come out. You should only have really 6 days. You do 1, 3, and 8, right? So technically he said that day 2 should turn into day 1. Once you miss 7, so day 2 should turn day 1. And you do day 2, and then you only do day 3. So technically you should only have 6 days. It's like the Nidibu Chiddush that you can start. If you have within 5 days, they can start to count, and therefore the 1 and 3, 3, 8 connect to each other, and therefore it's going to have a sign to Kiyam, and therefore you're able to go ahead and go to the mikveh in that situation.
1, 4, and 8
also? 1, 4, and 8. Same thing. And as long as you don't have 5 days in between. So you want to know why a lot of times when a lady has a makkah, the Rabbanan Pass can do 1, 3, and 7, and 1, 4, and 7. They're doing that because if you forget day 7, so we could just do day 8 and be mitzarif and go to the mikveh. If you get day 7, then you only have day 1. The halacha is ein laka. Like Mkhaber says, therefore that's why you did 1, 4, and 7. Deklai, don't do that so much because the lady who has makas, every single particular makes a difference. And chances are, if you do 1, 4, and 7, you know, there's a good chance you get a maka. So, in general, I don't really pass my head. Just don't do 1 and 7 and just make sure to remember to not to forget Yoyim Shvi.
What about 3 and 7?
If a lady, what? One second. So this is going to work out. A lady did a half stick, forgot day one, and did day, and then she does day two. So what's with halacha?
It's
missed day one past this, right? It's saying you need rishon, you need rishon. Maybe what? So the Nehibi was chayzer. Kipshut, they were not saying on the Dagmar Bava in a regular normal case. Okay, in a regular normal case. Okay, let's go to the case. If they, a lady did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, day 7, she did not do.
She
did 1, 2, hapsik 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, didn't do day 7. What happens now? So the pastor says, you should push off a day. That's the definite pastor. The pastor said the Rishon Mishvi, and you should push, you know, you should push off a day. Even you should push off a day. No, that's definitely the classical psak. You know, believe in others, that's definitely the classical psak. What do you say? No, you have to wait for another day, and then you put it over the next day. Rav Karp brings down B'Shem Rav Eliashiv that Rav Eliashiv was Simech B'Makim Serech. You have the Dagomar Vava. You miss a day. And that if you have, you have 5 days in between. You have two. Without 5 days in between, it's going to be okay. Therefore, you have a Dagomar Vava. But Serech, he said, if you do a Bedika now, he brings out that you should do a Bedika now also, at night. Maybe according to, maybe that could connect it somehow. And he said that the Riyasha was similar to Makam Seirich to do a Bidik. Rav Karp.
The Dagmar had 7 and she didn't have 1.
What did he say?
Well, the Dagmar was
the Chor would be the same. And two? The Chor would be the same the other way around also. As long as you
three
have.
Four?
What did he say?
3 and 4.
You have to have Rishon or Sri. Rishon or Safanam. Is it Mitzvah if they have to have Rishon or Sri? That would just be the right bit. In Stam, you have to have Rishon, one of Rishon, Rishon. In Stam, I think so. Stam, Stam.
You always need Rishon, Rishon?
No, one of the two. Stam. I don't think Stam, that's
one of the
two. Okay, it's getting lit up here. Fine. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Okay, in terms of washing out before doing a... Let's do Vesafala first. The Shlach brings down at the end of Vesafala, a person should count the Yam and Rishon, the Yam Shin, and Yam Shlishi. They need to go ahead and count the Zayin the King. Where's it come from? Tesis says Akasha that why don't we make a bracha on Sefer Zava? It's like Tesis, the Lashon over there, that we can't, why is it then other Sefer, same with Sefer Zvezin? It's like Tesis that we don't, the reason why we don't make a bracha, we don't count, is because maybe you're going to be Seser the Zvan. You're not going to say, sir, if we're able to go ahead and make a bracha. So two gersos over there. Shlach's gers was, that's the reason why we don't make a bracha. Why do you have to do a svira? We don't make a bracha because we're making a bracha. Because you start making a bracha, what's going to happen? You miss David. 1, 2, 3, and then the end of the came. And if it wasn't a mitzvah, but maybe become like a bracha latalaza. And therefore, that's the reason why you don't make a bracha. Which is Tabi Svir Sa'imra, the Chinam. Stone, the stasis of here, is it a raya, comes to sin, miss a day or not? He says, Sphere Zava would be a problem. Why doesn't he say, but Sphere Zava is not a problem? Why don't we say you count 1, 2, 3, and then you'll miss a day, you'll things be Bracha Vatala? Someone being a raya in Echnamia would not be a Bracha Vatala by Sphere Zava. But I want to back to where our back in the Kuba. So Shlach is Gairus, you can't make a Bracha about a Mitzvah Sphere, there would be a Mitzvah Sphere. Therefore, the Shlach says, Indian, she's count the Yamam Misha, and Mishan, and Shlishi, and she should do it Bipa. Piskashir brings down, it's Piskashir brings down, may swing the Kia, Koyim Tema Yumim, Hayim, says the Safala. Then Yuda in Kufkov Gemor, so the Chinuch says, give me a second. All right. The Lashon HaChinuch is that Yechayb. You can leave all yamim. Chinuch says that there's no. You have to be suffer means you have to pay attention to the days, but there's no chiyuv to count it by peh and then make a bracha minyanim. And the chinuch is a marmok that there is no din to that. And then the Kuf of Gimel says that if there be such a mitzvah, how come no one counts the minyan mitzvahs? And therefore he's chaylik and says there is no inyan doing dafka counting the suffer law. And he just had to be maskiach on the yomim, but there wouldn't be a mitzvah to go ahead and count it. So make it a din of other, we hold that there is no mitzvahs v'safrala. The main thing is just to pay attention to it.
What does that mean, pay attention?
You have to know. You're in the Zainikim. I'm just curious. How did the... I'm just curious what people do. Kala teachers. Some of the Kala teachers teach it. Count. No, they make a whole thing out of it. No, they make a whole thing out of the... Every day you're counting down. They're making malach. You're closer to the Shechina. And you know, they teach them to count because of it. As part of the...
Seminary.
What? So make a din, there is no din. Make a din. If it gives them the feeling and the whatever, fine. Yeah, so you get all these silas, like, I'm not sure if I counted the right day, and it's a suffix in the counting, and you know, the famous about Avraham, when I speak to Yemer by Sri Saimer. Yes, when I speak, he says, it's not, you can't count on a suffix, right, to the Avraham. But, Bakabonim.
It doesn't matter if you think it's one day and it's another day. If you're at the count, you're going to be aware.
You have to go back again.
You have to be aware. You don't have to, you know, it's not like that type of account. No. If you have a suffix, okay, in terms of Hasel Gadas. So the Milstaka brought down is in, you know, be Masiach Gadas during Zainakim is a Kisaran. What's the reliance of Kisaran Zainakim? He says two reasons. One reason is maybe Agus of a lot of Daita. If you weren't paying attention to the Chayim Zainakim and you're not focusing, so maybe Shitaka felt and a lot of Daita. That's one Cheshbin of the Milstaka. And the second reason he says is that it's a chesaron of the sufferer if you're not paying attention to Bechalei in Zainikim. Therefore, it's going to be a problem in terms of the Svira.
So this case maybe happens when they have a clue of what to do about their problem.
They're what? Did they forget?
It's already subconsciously
going to be. Right. It's only... No. So where can we make it? Where's the sign in the case? It's not a couple of cases. She did a bedika, cited... It's no good. And then, okay, so they started all over again. Next day, they did a similar vedika. They decided to bring it to the Rav, and the Rav said it was good. And like, wow, that was good. Maybe that one's good too. So now they bring the old vedika.
It's okay.
What?
It's okay.
Why is it okay?
Not shopping now.
What?
Not if she's wrong.
What? Yeah. It is a real tsunami. Mel Stark is saying, in a case where it's mom, it's like it's. But that kind of otherwise, if she's saving the bedika to show it to Rav, she thinks it's probably Tame and she's saving it. And stomach, it's not at all. It's like a dance. She's still keeping it. But in the case, where she's mom, they thought it was no good and she, you know, she took it out of the garbage when she found out that the Rav was making on the second one. Mel Stark would say, that's like a dance. What? But it was good. That's Hasakadas. And the two reasons why he's no good. Number one, to start with Safala. Number two is maybe it's Agash of Alav Adaita. The Nafkamina to the two Malachim is that if you can say maybe she's Margish, so then you have to start over the whole thing in Zainakim. You missed day four, you're totally gone. So you have to start everything over again because maybe she was Margish and you weren't paying attention. If it's a certain whole Zainakim, you have to all start over from the beginning. If the reason is just out, maybe. It's a chesaron of a safra law, so then if you miss a day, just count the next day. If 1, 2, 3, you miss day 4, okay, let's go on to day 5. That'd be enough to mean the two reasons. Another place can say that even in the machmirim, it's only if you miss a full day. The chesaron of a safra law, it's only if you miss a full day. Should be at 12 o'clock, as we miss a whole day of the Zainakim, so then we're going to be machmir. It's not going to be a full day of the Zainakim, then be chay gavna.
Why don't you the first reason?
And the Kalami. So the Kharbi told him.
Why?
The what?
Why is it a problem of the Safra?
If why? No, and the Kalami, it could be. So. It depends. If she saved the Mara because it was a tzad, then we're not going to say that. If she has zero tzad, and the Kalami. Then maybe in the Kalami that's something which is going to be a problem. It's getting late. The Chazanish brings a Galak Yerai. The Chazanish says that it says a Chirish, Suma, Shaita, Katan, what they do. How they do bedikas? They do bedikas aydei acher. So when other people do bedikas for them, she's not doing v'safala. And how you become v'safala in that situation? What? No, Milstock is saying you always had to have v'safala. Or also, if you have a hesach adas, maybe so, maybe didn't say. The stumia sounds like even Rishon Rishvi also worked by them. And you can tell me what. So by a shoyt, you have to bedikah 14 bedikahs or 7 bedikahs every single day, and that's every safala. And any other lady wouldn't be like that. The steamiest of the places in Shachar does not sound like that. What?
Why
would we do bedikah every day? There wasn't asked for less like a das. Sunday check, Monday check. We say it, but there was a kim of a safala through other people. Other people kind of safala for her. We were checking for her. There was a sefila. But the steamiest sounds like also. Rishon Rishu will work for them also. Where is the Vesafra law? Where is the Agish law? The Daitiv? And the Chazanis says that the din of the Miltzuk is Tzarechian, and therefore he's Mekel, and even Gav Hesach Hadas are going to be Mekel. So Vashem Cheshav Eifer, he said the Taplaker Rav, he was like one of the main Rabbanim Yerushalayim. He's one. Most of the, all the Das and Mekelim and Maris are coming from the Taplaker Rav. The Taplaker Rav had four main Talmidim, and what? So Dany Pavis says that he said the minig Yerushalayim, he said that from Tapa Garov, that the minig was to be make a copy of the Hesach Hadas. And the Maisa, a lot of Chorim do bring it down, a lot of brings it down, so the Tire brings it down. You know, it's definitely not Pashit. You know, the Chazan's Raya is a very strong Raya. So, you know, that Raya of Shaita is a very strong Raya. The, you know, the Dichuyim to them are very stuck. Dichuyim.
But the Dika counts as a Hesach.
Yeah. Now, in terms of washing before bedikas, so Chazon and Shemaitz know this, they don't like you to wash out before bedika, because if you wash out right before bedika, then you're washing away the water, you're washing away the blood, and now afterwards you go into bedika. So it doesn't really show that much you're really clean, and therefore they don't want you to wash before bedikas. How long do they want you to have beforehand? Shemaitz is ideally 15 minutes, which is another reason why we spoke about when you're doing the Hafsik Tahara, start early in the day, because you want to wash out, wait 15 minutes, you know, and therefore, Moshe's ideally supposed to be 15 minutes. There's an interesting vikuach between bedika to bedika, is the same discussion applied. Now, she did one bedika, she had to wait 15 minutes between the second bedika, or is it different? Maybe washing, I'm trying to get everywhere, wash it out, Moshe, doing bedika, doesn't clean it out, or no? Moshe, you did a bedika, cleaned it out. The fact you do a bedika a couple minutes later, it's not going to be a rat. I heard Bishem, Bishmanesh Rav Yashar, some of the Tamir Rav Yashar, all of them, said maybe Rav Yashar was only Machmar on a washing machine. Bedika maybe is a little more kal. The Mice is more accepted that between Bedika is supposed to wait. So ideally, how much supposed to wait? Moshe wants to wait 15 minutes. You ran like a chila. Mr. Krell says 8 minutes.
They bring.
Like a chila. 15 minutes on Moshe. Said 8 minutes. Mazama said 10 minutes. And that's the chiz supposed to be waiting in between the zman of the, we were washing out the zman of bedika. Bidiyaved, they bring down that Mr. Krauss, I think, said 3 minutes, or 5 minutes, and, or Mr. Krauss, I think, either five or three, I forgot what he said. Shlomo Zalman said three. No, Vyasa, I think they just said five. The steamiest of the Shulchan Aruch and of what's going on would seem to be that what? The steamiest of them is mashma that what? It doesn't speak about it. Now this should be a very, very important halacha, which should have been mentioned before the late 1900s. Therefore, there are many, you know, there are many which say, are there? You know, the many would say that from the steamiest of Dover, it doesn't sound like it's a din which we're going to be ma'akev on. Maybe it's a nice thing and a good thing to do. Like the Sheva Levi writes, the steamiest sounds like that it's not such a terrible problem. My Berkowitz is maybe go 30 seconds. No, but do you have it?
What's the older from Fila?
Sorry, 15 minutes.
Are you able to go and watch yourself?
What do you say?
Are you able to go and wash yourself?
In the Hefzik or in Zainikam, where are you?
Zainikam.
One second. We'll start with Hefzik or then Zainikam. Okay, so ideally, it's 15 minutes, but we'll go down to 30 seconds. In terms of washing, let's start Hefzik, then we'll talk about Zainikam. Fine. Ideally, 15 minutes, we'll knock it down to 30 seconds.
Even with water? Even with water?
Bidiyavid. The stimulus sounds like right now. I'm not seeing the second. You know, bedi'avid, some will make a little fine. Now, in terms of washing during the Zayinikim, the Bach brings down the minhag of Vayches, not to wash during the Zayinikim, because if you wash during the Zayinikim, you're washing away the blood, and being that you're washing away the blood, therefore there's any need not to wash during the Zayinikim. So, the two cases where this person discussed is it negate to a shower or is it only negate to a bath. So the Shlevi Levi says in Chilek Vav that. What? Both. Right, also changes the color. So Shlevi Levi says if you're taking a shower, Yesh Neigen Kacha, but most of the Mikkel take a shower is not going to be a problem because if you're taking a shower, it doesn't go in, it's just on the outside, and therefore, what? In the olden days, it was not an issue. In the olden days, Yishami says, how often they take showers? Yishami says, in the suburbs, every 2 weeks, in town, they take every week. In order to go take a shower, you have to go to the bathhouse. It wasn't easy to take showers, and it was in a whole different world. Nowadays, we have showers in the house, so people take showers more often. How often do people take showers? It varies from society to society. And I just talk, I give share ben negei hechasyanta. The question is shavu l'chol nefesh, not shavu l'chol nefesh. So different societies take showers different amounts. It's a very big variation in terms of how much they take showers. But you know the story of the Asher. So in terms of, they're taking a shower. Now in terms of taking a bath, so Mesh has a bunch of chuvas. A little complicated. There are three chuvas. There's the two we had in the Mamakamus, which were. Avsa Agdal Beis Zayin Aleph. Which, one place he says, wash 15 minutes before, it's okay. The other place he writes that you should make sure to do bedikas beforehand. Regular bidikas, much more regular bidikas. So you should do bidikas beforehand. So it's only dinim for tzarich refuah. So you should do it beforehand. Seems to be a little bit of a steer between the two chuvas. And Chilek Gimel Nun Zayin, he's somewhat in the ash of this theory. He writes that if it's a case where, he says if it's a situation where you need it, this is a mokim tzarich, and you need it, and the color of our bidikas are not really a problem. And if we want to make this chashash that's going to water it down, then it'll be okay to do 15 minutes before. But in a situation where it sounds like her colors are not so good, and by washing it out is going to make it that it's going to change the color, it's not a situation. He's not so happy about it, and he wants you to do bidikas before Rishon Shvi. Okay, so the minhag is basically, we're meiko, but do the bidikas before. You should do the bidika before you take the bath, and then the bidar klal will make all to do it. About it'd be better to take a shower, but about it, if it's any tzarech, meaning semeiko, just do the bidikas beforehand. There's a shout out in terms of traveling during the Zayin Nekiyim. Somebody travels during the Zayin Nekiyim, and now the Zayin Nekiyim only got shorter. Is that you traveling during the Zayin Nekiyim, and now your Zayin Nekiyim is getting 7 hours shorter? Is that a problem in terms of the Zayin Nekiyim?
What?
You travel during the Zayin Nekiyim. Do you have to have 168 hours or 7 days of Yom Valayla? Is that going to be okay? Or not. The Ma'aseh Kipshuta of the Pasha is that it's not going to be a problem. As long as you have 7 days and nights, that's considered it's not a problem. And it's not going to be a problem. And Yom HaVes, it's more of a vikuach. We'll discuss when we got there. You see every 29 days, and that you made like 29th day has only 3 hours to it. This is what the Yom HaVakeach about. But on the Zayin Nekiyim, Kipshuta of the Lachis is going to be more. Now a lady who's not sure what day the Zayin Nekiyim she's up to. Doesn't remember what day. So this happens if she's only doing Rishon Rishvi. She doesn't remember what day she did it. Doesn't remember if she did it. Doesn't remember what. Doesn't remember. And not so what day she came up to the shayla. What do you do in that situation?
Why is that
on the same day? Well, but yeah, we'll make on the same day. She's not sure what day is. She counted every day. She doesn't know day 6 or 7. She's not sure. She got mixed up. All confused. Doesn't remember. And what? She's all confused. Doesn't remember. Doesn't know what's going on. And doesn't remember what day Zayin Nekiyim we're off. So Kipshuta, what should be the halacha? What? No, it was day 4 or 5. I don't remember. I'm not sure. Well, life is hectic. Things are flying. Doesn't know what's going on. Day 4 or 5. So plus you say something that Zayin Nekiyim is the right. So right. So come, you have to be mad. And the shaila is, let's say she's only seeing Zayin Nekiyim because of a kesem. Let's say it's only because of the Kesa. So now the Tum is only the Rabbanan. Void, maybe only a Zava. Only Zava is the right Zainikim. It's only Chumzor Zayr. So maybe you could make a case and say that maybe Suffolk Darabanan. And maybe
not.
We'll discuss that next man. Today's Zman HaMitzvah, we'll discuss the next man. But like upon him, the Maisa, there's a klal that, two things why there's not going to catch. Number one, there's a klal, a suffix darbanan, which is chazik isura. So the klal is going to say, Kipshuta, and most of the we're going to say suffix darbanan lakula. If you have something which is a vadi isur. So if you write suffix darbanan, I'm not sure if this came last, didn't come last, I'm not sure if the, I don't know, if it's pitch lakam, it's like a suffix darbanan and go lakula. I'm not sure if something happened, that suffix, if some chicken fell into my, milk fell into my chicken, chicken's darbanan and suffix darbanan lakula. Therefore, then you can be makel. But if you have a schazik isura, it's vadi isur, you need something to matter it. There's they rave study more, you don't say suffix darbanan lakula. Therefore, here you vadi also, you have to have zayin to matter it. If you don't say suffix darbanan lakula. There's another cloud, you don't say.
You have to wait if she's going
to. Till you're. One more day. One more day. Also, there's a called Dovish Eshel Matirim, something that has Dovish Eshel Matirim. The halacha is that. Dovish Eshel Matirim. The halacha is. Yeshua's going to answer. Dovish Eshel Matirim. The halacha is Dovish Eshel Matirim, don't say Safdar Malakula. If you have someone, you can just wait another day. So you don't say Safdar Malakula. Only way Safdar Malakula is you have no way to do a Behatar. I'm saying in some ways you can do a Behatar. The Gemara basis is you don't say Dovish Eshel Matirim. So here you can wait another day. Therefore, passage you will not say Safdar Malakula.
Why isn't
adding
another day?
What do you say?
Why isn't adding another day?
Everything is fine. No, just forget what they're up to and go from there. You don't have to. Whatever you're bad, they know you did. No, she's not. She doesn't remember what day she did her half second day we want. She doesn't remember. It was a Monday. It was a Tuesday. It was a Wednesday. So whatever day is vaday, she has to, whatever day she vaday counted counts. So every day something can be counted. Then we're not going to count it. Okay, just two more things. Go back to the stuff real quickly. Just be so stiff, Gimel, in terms of Ali is supposed to watch herself out. Why is she supposed to watch herself out? What's the reason why? It's a tayyafer in order that if she's ksamim, then you'll be able to go ahead and be told that. If she doesn't do it, the Chachzadim has a sign to say that what? That maybe we should give her a knas, maybe we should do it. But it's a little bothersome as bad as that. The whole thing is a tayyafer, so why are we giving her a knas? Like, you know, why not, we're on our side. So why go ahead and giving her a knas? The whole thing was just a tayyafer. Like, I don't care why there was a minute, once a minute is supposed to do the minute. Therefore, maybe that's the reason why maybe it is possible to do it. So, Shiloh, I want to know in terms of, can you wear a pad during Zanakim? Can you wear a pad during Zanakim? What's the say to Shiloh? So, this is really a problem. What are we doing? Why are we doing Bidikas during Zanakim? Bakla, why are we doing Bidikas during Zanakim? What's the Takas during Bidikas? What?
What's going on?
She did a half-sick tire. We know that there's no winner. So what are we looking for in the medicus? Just pay attention to see whether if she knows she didn't see. So what b'chal is the tachas of medicus? So chavis das is mechadis. The reason I have to do medicus is because any damage you see during Zayin Nikim passes you, even if it was b'liya gasha. Because it's gasha. And therefore he says the chavis das, the tire also means that. And the reason I have to do Bidikas is because we're not find us any time. I was a Magish, I don't care. More Magish, any blood during Zanakim is going to ask, which come out a tremendous scrum of the visa. any time you see, you know if it's vadi from her. If there's dam which is vadi from her, then culturally vodka actually a gisha timidereisa. The Mahalach, not like the Chavez Das. No, this is a tremendous Chumra Kleisel, we're not knowing this Chumra B'Dakal. And we're not knowing that a Ria B'liar Goshu. We also, the other side is that in order to make it the bearer of the B'dika is Aide doing a B'dika, so then you're paying attention to see whether you're being Magish or not. And the mile of doing the B'dika is being that you're paying attention to see whether you're being Magish or not. Therefore, that's going to be the key of the more of a bureau, because by doing the B'dika, you're going to go ahead and pay attention whether you're seeing or not, and it'll take away the Parma Agish of a lot of the day. So, I'm going to get wearing that's a pad. What do you say? What's the B'dika add on if I more than tied on to it? Yeah, because we need you to do B'dikas. What are we verifying? What's the addition? What? What's the addition of the B'dikas? So either B'dikas are Tam B'lei Agasha. It could be now I'm paying attention to Agasha La Vedaite. There could be a fight that said that maybe it came out and got lost. Maybe. But what do you mean by I didn't feel it. What's the problem? I didn't feel it. Alamai, you have to say that the B'dika makes you now pay attention to see whether you're feeling it. You can say third side, it's time, because of Alma, why? Pardon, later. By doing B'dika, while you're doing B'dika, you're paying attention now, and therefore that's what's the worst. Now, by what? Yeah, but what? I have a chazaka. What? Now, but again, wearing a pad, so it sounds like this. Now, why do I have to wear levanim? Let's see where I'm wearing levanim. See where I'm wearing levanim is to see what's going on. Now, what are we trying to see what's going on? What are we looking for?
We're
looking for a dam. How much dam are we looking for? Are we looking to see dam, which is a gris? And that's what we're looking for. We're looking down to see maybe she had a gosh, maybe she's also, she had a gosh, and we want to make sure that she's not going to miss it. No. What's the reason why we're living? We're living to see what's going on, see if there's blood. What's the problem with this blood? The problem with this blood, what will be the problem with this blood? Or maybe. We're trying to look for. So Chazdat says we're looking for an even dam. Any dam is going to ask you. So maybe according to that, maybe I can look for some. Like Pshutai, we're looking to see maybe she's also been there, Isa. She had a hakosha, and maybe it came out. So we want to make sure to see if there's blood or not. Or by having levenim, should we be paying attention? Or so see blood at the end of the day. What was that? Oh, maybe I felt it. Maybe I didn't feel it. And we're trying to make you go ahead and pay attention to see what's going on. So now the shaila is. By wearing a white pad, is there any chisaron right now in terms of if you had a period, you're going to see it. If you see blood, so now it's so paying attention to see agasha alava date. So Vachatzko Rot has a tshuva. Anyway, it's Pseida Gomer. Vachatzko Rot. He's the whatever dying. What's it called again? The Emek Tshuva. He's the he taught Maris the most of America, saying. What time was it go again? He was one of everyone from Irish basically. I've never seen that. It's very much this is the.
That's
his
title.
What?
That's
his title. Came a Ketshuvia Sefer, some Chaskarat. He's the whatever dying, I forgot. He made Aliyah like 2 years ago. He went to come to Meron like a year ago, 2 years ago. They're doing Corona, right? He just left there. Like, imagine, he just left there last year, right? He made Aliyah because he went to come to Meron. During Corona. Skitsa, he says, no. No.
The whole part of
the
B'dika is to make
sure. Skitsa, he says, the chal is no problem. He says, the whole part is to see what's going on. I know what's going on. If there's a lot, I have to answer. If there's a little bit, I'll pay attention to whatever I guess. And if he says, it's.
Why do I need to
if he says, the chal will do it. That's a little chill. You know what? My Burgos told me that he heard Shane, you know, that rap from Los Angeles. What's his name? Bess, maybe? Shane Ramosh also would make a lot of chila to wear a pad. I mean, Cheshman, the Kurdish, I mean, they're wrong. What should be wrong?
Well, yeah. Why did Ramosh only make a by
and not? What? Why didn't you say wear a pad? I'm saying, right, I mean, all the free that could place them would discuss the lady who's having some, what should she do, and they say, we're being disvain him. Why don't they say, just wear a pad? Here. I mean, either way, a pad would be better than big day swain him. They discuss the cases, right? What do you do? So, it's all good at placing a mach on pad. So, okay, so it's not really, it's really make a difference now. But.
Should wear a pad?
What? If where? Because it's. Kipshu doesn't say to wear pads on. Let's stop here so long.